This is some work we've been doing for a number of years now, and I'm just going to give you a summary of some of the principles that we've found in cover crop research. Our area in Deerfield, Massachusetts, the recommendation for erosion control has been September 15 to establish your cover crop. Maybe a little bit later, but around that time. And this has been based on sufficient cover for erosion. We know that in a dairy cropping system, we need to apply manure in the spring and the fall because we only have about 6 months of storage. And typically, we get leaching of nitrate in the fall after the corn crop has been harvested, very little while it's growing, but then leaching in the fall. The more nitrogen we have available to leach, the higher will be the leaching content. We did a study where we looked at different planting dates starting in August 18 right through October 27. And this just gives you a picture of rye and oat. And I'll show you why people want to use oat sometimes. And the most common, though, is rye. September 15, adequate cover in this year. Questionable cover the end of September. Certainly no cover to speak of. In October. Vegetable farmers in particular like oat because oat in our environment winter kills, so it's very easy for them in warm season crops to manage the cover crop rather than have rye, which would grow up 2.5, 3 or more feet tall and be high in CN ratio, and so very hard to manage and give a nitrogen depression as well. What we do know, if we take a look at the nitrate levels in soil, as we take a corn crop off with no cover, that the nitrate levels are diminished. We've got the top 20 centimeters, 20 to 40, and 40 to 60. So without a cover, going into the fall in our humid environment, we're losing nitrogen. And so if nitrogen is important for a farmer to save because of the high price of nitrogen now, and also important because we don't want it in the groundwater, we need to have a cover crop. As I said, we do have to put manure on in the spring before we plant corn, and we have to put it on after we've planted corn, otherwise we would have an overflow of our manure storage. In our nutrient management planning, we do a lot of planning to balance the nutrients we apply to a crop of corn. But one gap that we're not really paying much attention to is the loss of nutrients after the corn crop has been harvested and then when we put on the manure. And so I believe that we have environmental benefit definitely with cover crops. And now with prices of nitrogen in our area exceeding this year, this next year, 60 cents, 65 cents a pound, if farmers are putting on nitrogen, they need to think about the management of the total nutrient package. So looking at August 18 through October 13, I think it is, I can't see. The last date in October, there wasn't enough biomass to collect. And so we see that planting early, you get much more cover crop. Pretty obvious that that would occur. If we look at the nitrogen accumulation, then we see that the August 18 and the September 1 dates are pretty close. But if we delay the planting of our cover crop until September 15, we're only getting about 45-50% of the nitrogen that we would have got if we had backed it up a little earlier. We're losing about 40%, 45% of the nitrogen. And so planting cover crops early, maybe in this case about 2 weeks earlier than we'd normally recommend for erosion control, gave better nitrogen recovery. We need to put the cover crop on because this is just a view of what happens if we don't put the cover crop on? It's a busy slide, but really the only thing I need you to look at is these endpoints, which are in April after our winter. It's whether we have a cover crop put on early or late the soil nitrate levels after winter are always very, very low. And so if there's no cover crop there, any nitrogen that was there as nitrate in the soil is likely to be gone. And this is consistent over many years that we've looked at this in soil or in soil water, very low levels of nitrates. This is a study we did in 2006, where we planted in the fall of 2006. We planted on a farmer's field. Long history of manure, it was close to the manure storage, so got more manure perhaps than some. We didn't get onto it because he hadn't harvested his corn on September 1, and so the earliest we could get on was September 8. But as we go later and later, we see that the amount of nitrogen accumulated is less. We followed up this spring by looking at the nitrogen in the soil using the pre-sidress nitrogen test. If you use a pre-sidress nitrogen test and it exceeds 25 parts per million, then we say you have sufficient nitrates in the soil to supply the corn with its nutrition. And so the first two seeding dates had sufficient nitrogen. Later seeding dates, the farmer in this situation would have had to add some nitrogen if he wanted to optimize nitrogen availability for the corn crop. And again, this is corn silage that we're dealing with. If we look at the dates when farmers typically plant cover crops, we did a survey of 34 dairy farms and asked them in an in-depth survey of many, many things, but not just the cover crops here, when they plant their cover crops. Typically, they're not planting before September 15. And so if we want to maximize the nitrogen accumulation, we're not going to do it with what farmers typically are doing. And some are planting, or most are planting, the end of September into October. This has a little to do with when they plant and harvest their corn. If we see when they're harvesting their corn, it's after September. And if we wanted to get our cover crop on the beginning of September, then we have a problem because mostly the corn is harvested much later into September and even into October. So I'm going to now look at a few strategies that we've thought about in terms of how we can help farmers get the corn crop off earlier or get the cover crop planted earlier. One is hybrid selection, planting early, and underseeding cover crops as well. We went back in our corn testing program and looked at early hybrids and late hybrids. The numbers in parentheses are the number of hybrids in each one of the years. And I don't have the slide I should have had, but with the 2006 results in, with a weighted average of these, then the early hybrids were yielding on par with the late hybrids. And so early hybrids would be an advantage in terms of getting the corn harvested sooner and the cover crop established in a more timely fashion. Another is looking at planting date. Planting date will obviously affect when you can harvest. The earlier planting, it appears in this picture that you'll be able to have greater growth and earlier maturity. If we look at that in terms of silage yields, then definitely planting early is an advantage over planting late. This shows two different harvest dates and different planting dates. The overall thing though, plant early, higher yield, and that then is an encouragement of farmers to plant their crop a little earlier. They see that they have a little bit of a window here though, and so most of them don't plant as early as they could. If we look at planting late and harvesting early, then if we plant late and harvest early, our corn is not mature enough to harvest the beginning of September. And so the only way we can plant a cover crop is really to plant early, because if we want to harvest beginning of September, then we have to plant the beginning of May or late into April. If we delay the harvest, sure, we can get more of them, but then our cover crop will be planted late as well. We looked at rye and smooth brome grass. We also looked at winter annual rye as well. I'll show you these two. Seeded at the time, we would normally top dress or side dress, which would be the last cultivation if it was a crop that you were cultivating. We don't typically do that. But when we would might apply some extra nitrogen as a side dress. So we planted winter rye in early July. This is what it appeared. Normally we would side dress early to middle June. And so rye planted at that time coming up. Mid-July looked quite vigorous. And so we thought we had a promising method of establishing rye so that we'd get cover crops on early. And then after harvest, there was no rye left. We had this at seven different locations on farms. And in each of the seven locations, there was no rye left at the end of harvest. The shade coming from corn in August obviously wiped out the rye. With smooth brome grass, it grew quite well, but at harvest, there was a little there, but certainly not enough to be an effective cover crop. And so to finish, then if we want to conserve nitrogen, we have to plant the cover crops early. We can hasten that by choosing appropriate maturity hybrids, and if indeed the early season hybrids are yielding now, similar to the late season hybrids, and we're testing this out on farms this year and we'll do so next year, then that may be an option to have an earlier maturity hybrid. So we need to have the farmers thinking about when they plant their corn so that the optimum date they have, as we teach our students, have 60% or more of their corn planted at the optimum date rather than waiting to the optimum date to start planting. And with the interseeded cover crops, interseeded at the time you would top dress corn, we're not sure that that's a viable option at this time. Thank you.